Our next presentation and presenter, Daniel Dodge and Kathy Lawrence, effective commercial starter fertilizers and plant hormones on soybean growth and Meloidogyn incognita proliferation in the greenhouse.
Like Will, I've just completed my first semester at Auburn University in Dr. Lawrence's lab, and I'm working on a project that is similar to some of the other research you'll see this afternoon on using the combinations of commercial starter fertilizers, plant hormones, and nematicides on the soybean growth and pest management of Meloidogyn incognita. This is Meloidogyn incognita. This is the larval infective stage of this nematode hatching out from an egg. It's also known as southern root knot nematode. And this nematode eventually invades roots and forms the typical galls that are characteristic of root knot infections. These galls contain sedentary endoparasitic females with a highly high reproductive output of eggs. As you can see here on the right side of the screen, we have this is a picture of a typical galled root, typical of a root knot infection. Incognita is a significant nematode economically. It can reduce soybean yields by up to 60%. And in 2014, 13 million bushels of soybean yield were suppressed in the United States, equating to an $8 million loss at $6.63 per bushel. So this nematode is important economically. And here's a distribution map of this nematode. As you can see, it occupies areas with the green bars, and that's occupying the southeastern part of the United States as well as other southern parts of the country. Soybeans are rapidly becoming and have already become a very important cash crop, and they're projected to expand in demand in the future. Specifically, China is importing a whole lot more soybeans, and in 2014-2015, the United States reached a record high of 48.7 million metric tons exported, and we're projected to increase our exportation of this crop. There are particular use in animal feed, seed oil, and human food consumption products. So what I'm looking at doing is using starter fertilizers, plant growth promoting hormones, and nematicides in order to combat nematode, southern root knot nematode infestations in the field and increase yield at the same time. So to meet demand, so starter fertilizers are initial sources of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that can provide early development in plant biomass, equating to approximately 6% yield boost. Plant growth promoting hormones are exogenous application of your plant growth promoting hormones of such as gibberellic acid, cytokinin, and endobutyric acid, and if applied correctly, they can induce increased pod set, such as up to 27% in some instances. And the Ascend is a popular plant growth promoting hormone product currently available that I'm looking at in these trials in order to increase that pod set and biomass. And nematicides, as we know, are chemicals or biological control agents used at reducing nematode populations. And in infested fields, these can give us a boost of approximately 5% in some instances. So my objectives currently right now in this research are I've just screened products and treatments in the three different categories of your starter fertilizers and the hormone treatments and the nematicide treatments in the greenhouse. And then I selected different, the top performing candidates from each of those three categories, and then I'm going to bring them into micropot and field trials to determine their effects on yield and the populations of, if they reduce nematode populations in combination. So the overall hypothesis is that an effective combination of products from each of these three categories combined will reduce root knot nematode populations and increase yield in infested fields. Here are my hormone treatments. As you can see, these are the components of Ascend that I'll be using as the hormone. We've got endobutyric acid, gibberellic acid, and cytokinin. And I've applied these using seed treatment, Infro spray or IFS, and foliar spray or FS, and different combinations of these, as we'll get into later. And here are my nematicides, and on the right hand side of the slide, you can see what they look like when they're applied to seed. We have the popular, or these are some of the available and popular nematicide treatments for soybeans at the moment. We have Olivo and Evicto, which are the main nematicidal products, and then Crizormax and Pontivotivo which are often applied together with those nematicides for total fungicide packages. And my starter fertilizer products here, we have a Neptune's Harvest, which is an organic fish fertilizer, SureK ProGerm, and then a micronutrient package, or Micro 500, which is a combination of zinc, manganese, iron, copper, and boron that will be applied together with each of those different starter fertilizers. So my methods for the greenhouse trials utilize a randomized complete block design with 7 to 8 treatments, 5 replicates, and we repeated the trials at least 2 to 4 times in the greenhouse. And I used a pasteurized 2-to-1 ratio of sandy loam soil cut with pure sand. As far as the time lengths and different treatments here, we have the starter fertilizer trials, as well as the Ascend trials, utilizing a 21 and 45 day trial length. This is in order to determine if there was effect at early development at 21 days, and then to see after 45 days the effect on the nematode populations, as well as later development of the plants. And I utilized a 10,000 egg inoculation rate per 1,000 cc cone for both of those categorical trials. For starter fertilizers, all the treatments were applied as in-furrow sprays at planting, and for the Ascend treatments, I used a seed treatment and a foliar spray at a V1 stage, or your first trifoliate leaf stage, and then the in-furrow spray treatment at planting. For the nematicide trials, I utilized a 45-day trial length, simply because at 21 days, the nematode has not completed its development completely yet, so we couldn't really get any data from that. And I utilized 2 different inoculation rates in order to see if the nematicides could achieve the same level of control at a higher inoculation rates. So you see here we have the 2,000 egg and 150 cc cone trials, and then the 10,000 egg and 1,000 cc cone trials. And they use the same Asgrow 5935 seed lot for all the trials. So after the allotted 21 or 45 day trial length, I removed the cones from the greenhouse to in order to take data of plant height, shoot weight, and root weight. And then roots from 45-day trials were soaked in a 0.6% bleach solution for 4 minutes in order to remove the eggs from the egg masses on the roots. And then we were decanted over a 200 over 500 mesh sieves in order to collect the eggs, and then further separated them from debris using a sucrose gradient centrifugation method in order to enumerate them. And then I analyzed all my data in SAS 9.4, statistically separating the means by the Proteomics-Dunnett's procedure with a p-value of 0.05. Here are my results from the Ascend 21-day trials. You can see here in the green bars and the yellow bars, green bars indicate the shoot weights and yellow bars indicate the root weights. You can see that we have the Ascend ST or seed treatment, IFS or in-furrow spray, and FS foliar spray, as well as different combinations of those three treatments. The three-way treatment combination seemed to do the best here. It increased root and shoot weight at 21 days. And so we'll see what happens at 45 days. The root weights were similar. The root weight from that three-way combination was similar to the control. However, it seemed like it was numerically retained some of that benefit of early development. All Ascend treatments increased nematode egg numbers, as you can see by the red line in this graph, and they really did. It was just kind of amazing how many eggs were coming off of those roots in these trials. So to summarize those trials, at 21 days we saw a boost in root and shoot weights from that three-way treatment of Ascend, and at 45 days the root weight was similar to the control. However, it seemed that it did maintain a little bit of that benefit. However, all Ascend treatments increased nematode proliferation. And so for field trials, I'm looking at using that three-way combination. Here's the results of the starter fertilizer trials at 21 days. Again, we have the shoot and root weights. The Neptune's Harvest treatment, which is the organic fish fertilizer, increased that shoot weight, and as well as its combination with Micro 500. And ProGerm also did well here. Try to get that. Okay. This did well here, but as we'll see, at 45 days, the ProGerm treatment, this one, it had a really high number of eggs, And even with a micro 500 treatment, it was still somewhat high in eggs. However, the SureK and micro 500 treatments, or Neptune's Harvest, both of those treatments when combined with micro 500 had a seemingly lower number of eggs. And so those treatments, I kind of like those, and I'm thinking about those are the ones that I'm considering for using them in field trials. So to summarize those 21 and 45 day starter fertilizer trials, the Neptune's Harvest treatment in the combination with micro 500 increased shoot weight over the control. And at 45 days, the SureK and Neptune's Harvest, when combined with micro 500, had a slight decline in nematode numbers. However, the prodrome treatment increased nematode proliferation, so I'm going to exclude that one from trials. So we'll see what those Neptune's Harvest and SureK combination with micro 500, what they do for when our field trials. And here are the results of the 150cc cone trials with the 2,000 egg inoculation rate. This is our lower inoculation rate. And on this graph, we have the eggs per gram of root weight. All treatments significantly decreased nematode numbers compared with the control. Abamectin here, or Avicta, and Alevo here, also known as Flupyrim, decreased that. Those had a really a reduction in eggs per gram of root from the greatest here. And I further looked at it as a percentage. So with the abamectin treatment, decreased nematodes by 92%. And Olivo by 95%. So those were our top performing treatments here. And the combinations, as you might be able to see here, the Cruiser Max and the Avomectin combination and Poncho Motivo and Olivo combination were not as good, probably because those treatments, Poncho Motivo and Cruiser Max, seem to increase the root mass, which allows more nematodes to reproduce on the roots. So here are some results of that same trial as far as plant height indicated by the blue bars and shoot weights indicated by the, I guess that's, this color would be somewhat maroon almost. The Cruiser Max treatment and Avomectin plus Avomectin combination had an increase in plant height, and the Avomectin treatment seemed like it did well with the shoot weight. So I kind of like that. These are the 45-day 1,000cc cone trial results. These had the inoculation rate of 10,000 eggs per cone, so it's a much higher rate than the previous trial. It achieved somewhat of a similar level of reductions. However, as you can see, the Cruiser Max treatment and the Poncho Motivo treatment could not achieve as high level of control as the previous trials. However, the combination treatments in these trials of Cruiser Max, Avomectin, and Poncho Motivo, Olivo did very well. I again looked at them as percentages. Here we have the Cruiser Max Avomectin at 90% and the Poncho Motivo Olivo at 94%, as well as Olivo alone at 94%. So to summarize those nematicide trials, the Avomectin treatment and Cruiser Max Avomectin treatment, as well as Olivo and the Poncho Motivo plus Olivo treatments, seemed like they provided really good efficacy, and I'm going to incorporate those into this is my tentative list for trials to be planted in this planting season. We can see that I have my untreated control, and then I get into using starter fertilizer alone, and then in combination with abamectin nematicide, and then a three-way combination with the ascend hormone treatment, and then we can see, you know, combining it with a different nematicide and then the different starter fertilizer with both different nematicides. And that's as far as I've gotten this semester. I'll thank you, and I'll take any questions.
Are you going to use your hormones in the field and carry it to field?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you done that yet?
No, sir. We just did greenhouse trials. This was just the greenhouse.